Tom, KN4 TFW.
TFW, I am doing pretty good. I just dropped off some peaches here at FedEx. Leaving there, they're going to Kansas. And I'm trying to watch out for this traffic on 101, which, as you well know, comes down the line pretty quick.
I'm out here on 85 trying to make it back to the house. Just got off of work.
That's one place I avoid, not quite as bad as Woodruff, but it's real close and a lot more dangerous because of the speed. Well, there's a big rain squall here right at the end of runway 22, and hadn't started raining here yet, but it's coming this way. I'm headed back towards Greer. And give me your name again.
Yeah, the name here is Ken Kilo Echo November.
Hey, Ken. I talked to the fellas on the way out here a while ago on the repeater. Always enjoy that. And I guess Window World's at my house putting in a new window for me. They said they wouldn't be there till 3 to 4 o'clock, but they are. Luckily, for a rare occasion, Ken, Bernice is not with me.
Window World come out about 5 years ago, replace all the windows. Those guys are really fast at what they do.
Well, this is a warranty. It's one in the back bedroom, master bath, I guess you'd call it. No, it's not the master bath. Anyways, it's in the back bedroom, and it's my squirrel window. And you guys have been having to raise it and put a ruler in there and then shoot the squirrels, and they get away.
I got a few squirrels in the backyard, but they hadn't tried to get into the house yet. The dog tries to keep them scared away, though, the best she can.
I haven't shot one probably in a month or two. Don't keep track, but as long as they play out there in the backyard beyond the killing zone, they're fine. But when they get up near the coaxial cables, or my antennas, they go to that big squirrel heaven in the sky.
We had a bunch of hawks over in our area, and they keep them whittled down pretty good.
Yard mobile. Roger. Yeah, they do it in our place, too. And then we got a rogue cat that comes over there now and then, and he ate a dove out there the other day and scattered feathers all over the backyard, so it's in his best interest not to return. I feed the doves.
Make a mess at my bird feeder. If I'm going to feed them, I throw it down on the ground, and I fix all the bird feeders so that the dove can't get on it. I don't mind feeding him on the ground, but he'll get up there in the bird feeder and knock all the seed out looking for the one that he wants.
I've not had that problem. I used to have a... Oop, there's a Gestapo right in front of me. I better slow down. I've not had that problem. I have seen one or two up on the bird feeder in many, many years. But I throw it on the ground for them anyways. So I guess that's why they don't bother with it. And the bird feeder got wore out, and so... It's not up there anymore, but we got lots of hawks and owls and stuff like that, vultures, and I'm sure they take care of a lot of the squirrels. My neighbor, he hunts deer back in there, and he says, boy, them squirrels like to eat you alive sitting up there in the tree stand.
The rain started over here now on 85. I'm over here by that Hubble lighting almost to the Woodruff Road exit, and it's starting to rain now. It's probably rain all the way to Greer now.
Dry right up here in Greer right now. I'm just passing the courthouse. But, yeah, I hit one of the heaviest rains I ever hit in my life when I was coming back from Columbia. And we was just shy of our turn there at 101 or along in that area, 14. And well, I had to pull off the side of the road, and that's about as dangerous as staying on the road. You just couldn't see. These afternoon squalls are pretty wicked around here.
Must be a fender bender. I see the traffic stopping now up here on 85, but fortunately I'm getting off.
People ought to think of that as snow or ice, because they just do not distance from each other, or increase distance, I should say. It's scary. They're still running 70 miles an hour and a car length behind the car in front of them.
They're thinking, right?
They say they walk among us. In driver's ed that you give one car length for each 10 miles an hour back when I was younger. Jeez, that's unheard of down here.
Yeah, you got that right. I was always taught two seconds behind the car in front of you. You know, after he passes something, count two, and you might have enough time to stop.
90 miles an hour out there on the I-85, and I very rarely see any enforcement anywhere down here. I guess that's why we have the worst driving record of almost every state in the union. I think we're one, two, or three in the union as far as bad drivers go. I don't think they require driver's ed down here even.
If you want to, but I don't think it's required.
Really admiring how they did my granddaughter up in Michigan, and I'm not a Michigan fan by any means, but they live up there, and they made her have a certain number of hours driving with an adult. They had her take a test after that many hours. At a younger age, I don't know if they started that at 14 or 16, I think 16, and then after you took the test, you had to take a driver's test with the person at the DMV. And that's really an effective way of doing it.
Well, she just got her license. She's in her early 30s, and she finally got a company. They take you out driving for a couple of hours, for, I don't know, 6 or 8 days. And then they give you the road test and everything right there as you're driving around. And then they give you a certificate, and you take it and go pick up your license. And then she said she was doing 55, and the cars were passing her like they were stopped. That you never really notice how fast the cars are going until you're the one driving.
Yeah, that's a fact, Ken. Well, it's just like right now, I come up to Wade Hampton, and already this black guy next to me here driving a van was getting ready to turn and was still moving and was texting.
Back in my day, the worst distraction was eating a cheeseburger or drinking a Coke while you were driving.
My eyes off the road and the microphone and the radio. I don't ever touch the radio except the volume or the squelch, and I can do that without looking at it. And the microphone is mounted such that I don't even have to look down. I can just pick it up. But that texting, if you just watch the cars, they just continuously go off the right side of the road or cross a double yellow line. And I see it every single day. And you can just about bet they're texting on the phone. I just had a guy pass me in a 35-mile-an-hour zone here. Had to be running 60 here in Greer.
I've seen him out on the interstate trying to text while you're doing 65 KN4TFW.
Worse than drunk driving. At least a drunk's looking forward, usually. He might not be staying between the lines. Yeah, it's pretty sunny and clear up here. Yesterday afternoon, we got 1900s in about 5 or 10 minutes. It just poured down, and then that was it. And that's what it's been doing lately is those sporadic storms. I know when I was going to school years ago in Jacksonville, Florida, and every afternoon you'd be marching home in the dang rain.
I had an incoming phone call. Let me catch it, and I'll catch up back with you in a minute. KN4TFW.
Okie doke. I'm not too far from home anyways. Nice to talk to you, Ken. This is Central TR, clear.